President Bush gave a speech last night outlining his latest plans for Iraq. Washington is now reacting. And here with the latest is NPR news analyst Juan Williams, who joins us every Friday. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline.
So perusing the headlines today about President Bush's speech, they basically say he accepted a reduction of troops in Iraq. But let's dig a little deeper than that. It's not really a reduction, is it?
No. I mean, just flatly no. There's lots of arguments, in fact, going on right now over the numbers, because essentially, you know, General Petraeus, David Petraeus, who gave testimony this week, said in an interview with NPR that he was not definitive about the idea that 30,000 troops could come home by the middle of 2008. He said they were trying to look at exactly what could be done and whether troops may have to be shifted in terms of their role, shifting from combat missions to maybe acting as training the Iraqi police and military. And last night, President Bush was not definitive either. I mean, he said that we could bring home 2,200 by December, plus an army brigade, and that would total, according to the president, 5,700. But it's not clear exactly whether or not that would subtract from what the surge. I mean, it's going to pull down the surge, but the question is how much, and is he talking about taking away people who were added as part of the surge, or is he really talking about people that existed before the surge? So overall, the surge added about 30,000 people between February and the middle of this year. We now have 169,000 people on the ground, an all-time high. So altogether, if he just lived up to what he said last night, it'd be about 12,000 people. It wouldn't be anywhere near 30,000, Madeline.
Mm. And it's entirely possible there would be more people in Iraq serving this coming summer, next summer, than there were in the fall before the surge began.
Which is incredible because, you know, it's so interesting that this morning the newspapers and broadcast outlets, TV, radio, played it as if, well, the president is finally embracing the idea that it's time to bring some troops home. But if you look at the numbers tell a different tale.
Well, meanwhile, Juan, there is a big ad war going on regarding the New York Times and on the airwaves over General Petraeus and his testimony this week. Tell us about that.
Well, this is so interesting because MoveOn.org ran an ad earlier in the week that was headlined, much like something you'd hear on the schoolyard, Madeline, General Petraeus or General Betrayus. And that led Republicans then, especially Republicans on Capitol Hill and supporters of the president's policy, to say that the general was being demeaned, that he's an honorable man and being treated badly, caricatured, and that there was a suggestion that he was somehow a traitor, a word that was never used. And then there were calls for Democrats, leading Democrats, not only to denounce the ad, but to distance themselves from MoveOn.org. Now, at the same time, the supporters of the president, led by his former press secretary, Ari Fleischer, have been running ads on television. That group called Freedom Watch has ads running that show former Iraqi soldiers, Americans who served in Iraq, I should say, who've lost limbs saying, you know what, I would go back if I could. It's important that we complete the mission. And MoveOn.org is going to run an ad next week, again, talking about failure of the Bush policy in Iraq.
Okay, we'll look for that. NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thank you very much. Stay with us
You're
on Day to Day from NPR News.